We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. So don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more that you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of the show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/manifest. Just go to Indeed.com/manifest right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/manifest. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. For the new year, I really want to make sure that sauning is a big part of my wellness routine, and that is where I'm thrilled to bring in Boncharge. Boncharge is a holistic wellness brand with a huge range of evidence-based products to optimize your life in every way. Founded on science and inspired by nature, all Boncharge products adapt ancestral ways of living in our modern-day world. Their extensive range of premium wellness products help you sleep better, perform better, and have more energy, recover faster, balance hormones, reduce inflammation. The list really is endless. If you're interested, go to boncharge.com/manifest and use coupon code MANIFEST to save 15%. That's boncharge.com/manifest and use coupon code MANIFEST to save 15% off on your purchase. That's boncharge.com/manifest.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Manifest with Tori DeSimone. I am your host, Tori DeSimone. I just need to jump right into this. Kylie Jenner's pregnant. I literally found out 2 minutes ago. I'm recording this on Friday, August 20th. It is the best thing I've ever heard. And you know what? TikTok truly predicted this. They really, really did. Like, I was seeing the nail conspiracies, the planned birthday conspiracies, and it truly all makes sense. But I thought that they were just like reaching, but I was appreciating the conspiracy theory. I was appreciating the fun and the work that went into the theories. You know, I was enjoying them, but I didn't think it was true. But I'm so happy that it is. And I'm so happy that it's with Travis. I love Kylie and Travis together. The two of them are just so powerful. What a duo. And also, what great co-parents to just have another baby together. I love that for them. I think that's so cute. I just love them. And I was just here talking with Katie. Katie's mom texts Katie and goes, "Kylie Jenner is pregnant. You heard it here first." And we're like, maybe she saw a TikTok conspiracy. So then Katie went on Twitter and it was like confirmed by some like magazine headline that I'm sure Kris Jenner sold to like $100 million for that headline. But yeah, it was like confirmed and we were screaming, so happy. And I was like, I can't wait to talk about it on the podcast. So here I am talking about it. I'm so excited. I'm so happy. I hope it's a little boy just because I want to see what she does with a boy. First off, what would the name be? I can only imagine what the name is cool as Stormy. Second reason I want a boy is because we've already seen the girl potential, and obviously she makes the coolest girls ever. Like, Stormy's way cooler than all of us could ever be. So I would love to see how cool she makes her boy. I think the coolest boy is in the Kar Jenner family is probably Saint. I just really love him. Oh, he's just so cute. He's probably my fave of the male kids. But he rocks. So anyway, I would just love to see how cool it'd be for Kylie to have a boy. what she would name him, all that sort of stuff. Would love to see it. What else? Yeah, I hope it's a boy. Just because we've seen the girl potential, now I want to see the boy potential. And would, do you think they would like braid his little hair like Travis's? Oh, how cute. Oh my God, that'd be so cute. So anyway, I'm absolutely thrilled that Kylie Jenner is pregnant. It completely made my weekend. I hope it made yours. It should make everyone's, to be completely honest with you guys. Switching gears entirely, I've been running, and you guys know that I am currently training for a half marathon, and I've actually been loving it. I have my longest run yet every Sunday. I have my long runs. So I, by the time this episode goes live, I would have done 4 miles yesterday. So far, that's my long run in this training. But up until like today, the day that I'm filming this, I've been doing twos and threes, and I'm absolutely loving it. The first run was hard. The second run was better. The third run was even better. Then the fourth run was my first long run where I went from 2 to 3, and that was hard. And then my run this Tuesday where I did a 3 easy pace was incredible. And that was like the run that like, oh my God, that was my printer. I thought it was like a doorbell, but I was like, wait, we don't have a doorbell. That was a run that really kind of like turned everything around because it made, like I got like a, not like a runner's high, but I just felt really good. Like I felt like I could have ran like 10 miles that day, to be completely honest. Like it just felt really good. And that's the kind of, you know, result I want while training. So it was awesome to feel that. And now ever since then, I've just been really looking forward to runs. I'm eating a lot more intentionally to fuel my runs. So like I'll pretty much eat, like I allow myself to have whatever I want, but I just choose things that I know will be better on my runs. Like if I want Chick-fil-A, like I can go get Chick-fil-A, but I also know that it probably won't make me feel my best when I run. So I just haven't had it lately. So I've been eating a lot of bagels, a lot of rice, a lot of protein, a lot of peanut butter, no eggs. I don't know. I just don't love eggs, if I'm being completely honest. What else have I been eating a lot of? Greek salads. They're like my favorite thing ever, especially because of red onions. I don't know what it is, but I just love a good red onion. What else? What else? What else? Yeah, just a lot of that. Like for breakfast, I'll do like a protein shake and then a bagel with peanut butter. For lunch, I'll do like white rice with ground turkey. And then for dinner, I did like this salmon with kale and a sweet potato mash. That was really good. I also like Chinese food for dinner. Like I'll do like veggie fried rice and veggie pad thai. Really, really good for dinners. Sushi, like avocado rolls. I really like that for dinner. What else? Greek salads for lunches. I did a smoothie the other day. It was crazy. This past week, my eating has been all over the place because I was actually home this entire past week. I wasn't at the beach. I was home the whole past week because I was house hunting like a freaking mad woman. The market right now to buy is insane, but I looked at so many properties. Shout out Brandy, my favorite person in the entire world, the best realtor to ever exist. I've been literally, we've been on like a wild goose hunt trying to find the right house. And I put an offer in on a house today. So fingers crossed that it's accepted. I'm trying not to get my hopes up because this market is incredibly competitive. I loved the house, but I'm trying not to get attached to it just in case things don't work out. But I have a really good feeling and I'm just manifesting a text message that says the offer was accepted and it was my offer. And I can visualize it and I can see it. So I have a really good feeling, but I'm trying to not get attached, but remain hopeful. So I'll keep you guys updated on that. And you know what? I'm also just accepting that like I will end up where I'm supposed to. And you know, if it's not the house I put an offer in today, it's for a reason and I'll find my perfect house when it's the right season for me to find that. So yeah, I'm staying very hopeful, very optimistic, and I'm just really grateful that I have options in the meantime until I found, until I find a house. I was looking at apartments to rent, but I don't know. I've never been an apartment renter. Like I rented an apartment in Philly right before COVID, actually. Like I moved in January of 2020 and then COVID hit. So I didn't get to be there very long, but it wasn't like a traditional apartment building. It was more of like a house, and we were renting like a floor of the house and the basement of the house. So like there were a couple of units in it, but it was more of just like a building, like a house kind of that we were renting out. So it didn't really feel like an apartment, but all the apartments like in the area that I was looking at just were like in these big like apartment buildings. It just felt like I'm living in a hotel. And I know a lot of people love apartment buildings like that, but I've just personally never lived in one. So it's just a big shift for me, and it's a big change for me. And my family has always been the family to purchase and not rent. So to me, I just decided to put my money into purchasing rather than renting. So hopefully this works out. I really hope so. But we'll see. I'll keep you guys updated. I definitely will know by next week if my offer was accepted. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. So don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. So ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree that Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. One of the things that I love about Indeed is that I've been able to use it for all of my businesses across the last few years, and it's been really amazing. What I love the most is that I'm able to put down like exactly what it is that I want on Indeed, and the candidates that match that get sent right to me. And then the hard part actually becomes narrowing down which ones are the best for me, because they all are exactly what I'm looking for. And then it really just comes down to like, which do I vibe with the best? And that's honestly pretty hard to choose from. But Indeed makes it really easy for me to find really good quality candidates that find exactly what I'm looking for instantly. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more that you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of the show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/manifest. Just go to Indeed.com/manifest right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/manifest. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. For the new year, I really want to make sure that saunaing is a big part of my wellness routine, and that is where I'm thrilled to bring in Boncharge. Boncharge is a holistic wellness brand with a huge range of evidence-based products to optimize your life in every way. Founded on science and inspired by nature, all Boncharge products adapt ancestral ways of living in our modern-day world. Their extensive range of premium wellness products help you sleep better, perform better, and have more energy, recover faster, balance hormones, reduce inflammation. The list really is endless. So from blue light glasses, store light therapy, to EMF management and circadian-friendly lighting, Boncharge products help you naturally address the issues of our modern day way of life effortlessly with maximum impact. One of my favorite products from Boncharge is their infrared sauna blanket. I loved saunaing and I have for a really long time, but the problem is I always have to go to the gym, and a lot of times I want a sauna at night when I'm cozy at home. I just don't want to leave. That's why using the infrared sauna blanket at home has been so amazing. This is a really great way to ease stress and unwind at the end of the day. It's also really good to detoxify, and it promotes lower inflammation in the body, which is really, really huge. What's also really cool is that because this is a blanket, your head is out of it. So it's honestly, I find it's easier to stay in this longer. And because my head is out of it, I'm able to like read a little bit longer, and my body still gets all the good benefits that I get while being in the sauna blanket. It's really easy to set up, and it's also really easy to clean. It takes less than a minute to set up. It heats up really quickly, and I can enjoy like a 30, 40 minute session in the sauna blanket while I'm relaxing, reading, watching TV, meditating. While if I'm in the sauna, I can really only stay in it for like 15 minutes because it gets so hot and uncomfortable, but because my head's out, I'm able to stay in it longer, but I still get all the benefits of it. I just feel so much more relaxed after my sessions. I just feel really, really good. And I just love ending my night with a sauna. Bondcharge ships worldwide in rapid time. They have free shipping on every sauna blanket. They also have easy returns and exchanges, and they have a 12-month warranty. If you're interested, go to bondcharge.com/manifest and use coupon code manifest to save 15%. That's bondcharge.com/manifest and use coupon code manifest to save 15% off on your purchase. That's bondcharge.com/manifest. So today I wanted to talk about some tools for productivity. And these are just some things that I've picked up throughout the years that I found works pretty well for me. And I hope that this will help boost your productivity. I want to preface this by saying that I get a lot of inspiration from books that I read, from entrepreneurs that I follow, and from just content that I've kind of picked up over the years that I've applied to my life and tested it out of what works for me and what doesn't work for me. So I hope you guys can apply a couple of these to your life and find some boost in productivity. And yeah, I'm excited to get into it. So the first thing that I wanted to recommend to you guys is a couple of books, actually. So they are four books that I wanted to recommend. The first couple of books are a series together, and it's called Essentialism by Greg McKeown. And then he actually just came out with a second book called Effortless by Greg McKeown. And I'm about halfway through Effortless, and it's an amazing, amazing book. So Essentialism is, to sum it up, it talks about doing the important things. It talks about doing what's essential and to exert about 20% of your energy to get 80% of the results. Now, this parallels another one of my favorite books, which is called The One Thing. Let me get the author for you guys. I always forget. The One Thing by... Who's this by? The One Thing... Why is this not saying? The One Thing by Gary W. Keller and Jay Papasan. Those two books, in my mind, have like the same energy and are very paralleled because they talk about really focusing on what's important to get your results. And it's so easy to get caught up in the small day-to-day tasks of our life, but it takes, you know, our effort and focus and attention to focus on the bigger projects of our life that will get us where we ultimately want to be. So it's really about just redirecting your productivity and your energy and your brain power to the right place. So I would definitely recommend those two books, Essentialism by Greg McKeown, and who I think I say the last name wrong, and The One Thing by Gary W. Keller and Jay Papasan. Now the second, I guess third book that I want to recommend is Effortless by Greg McKeown, like I said. And this is like the sequel to Essentialism. And what this pretty much talks about is now that we know the essential things to do, the priorities to do, the big tasks to do, once you've narrowed down that everything is essential and this is what we're focusing on, finding the easiest way to accomplish the essentials. Because it's, I mean, I think that now we live in this incredibly hustle culture focused society and way of life where it's not a day's work, it's a hard day's work. And if it was, I know I say this all the time, if it wasn't hard, it wouldn't be worth it. And if it was easy, everyone would do it. You know, I even made a whole episode about that. If it was easy, everyone would do it. And while I still stand by my message in that episode, it can also be, you know, taken into context with this, that once we find the essential stuff to do, it doesn't have to be hard. You know, it can be easy and get the same results and just exert so much less effort to get incredible results. You don't need to burn yourself out. You don't need to be, you know, the person that fits in an 80-hour work week but can get the same result from a 20-hour work week. So it's a really good book about shifting your priorities and how to achieve results with minimal effort, but effort that counts and effort that is essential. So I would definitely recommend those two books together. You don't need to read one consecutively after the other. They are amazing on their own, but they complement each other very well together. Definitely would recommend those. And then the fourth book that I recommend is Grit by Angela Duckworth. The reason I recommend Grit is because it is a book about sometimes just sitting down and getting the work done. Even though it's essential and even though we're finding the easiest way to do it, it just sometimes takes grit to get shit done. And that's why I think all four of these books complement one another really, really well. So that's what I'm going to leave you guys with are some book recommendations. You can listen to these on audiobooks. You can read them if you guys want, hardback, whatever works best for you guys. But a lot of the ideas that I'm going to be talking about today stem from one of these books, if not all of these books. So the first tip that I have for you guys is to go purchase a notebook. I am currently looking at my green Moleskine college ruled notebook, and I want you to create a list for every single day. And rather than having it be a to-do list, I want it to be a done for the day list. And I pulled this from Greg McKeown's books and episode on The Skinny Confidential that he just recently did, his second one with them. And it was, you know, it was so brushed over very quickly in the episode, but it really is a huge way to change your perspective on your day. So if you're like me and you would start a to-do list, by the end of the day, my to-do list was always longer than when the day started. And it would just become overwhelming. And I would always feel like I was always in the state of go. And I never felt finished. I never felt completed. I never felt done. Now, when I shifted after the books and the podcast episode to hearing about done for the day, it changed everything. So what I write down is done for the day. And I write three personal things that I want to do for myself that day and three business things that I want to do for myself that day. And then I have a time of day that I want to be done. So for me, I'd love to be done work at 4 p.m. So I'm going to say that 4 p.m. my work day is done. So for my personal, an example would be my workout for the day. So I'm looking at Tuesday, August 17th. My personal was to run 3 easy miles. And then I typically have a hard time finding out other personal things. So an example could be like do my laundry, or it could be grocery shop. It could be meal prep. It could be Swiffer my floors. It could be anything that you want. But on this particular day, I wrote, I want to read 30 minutes. And I couldn't think of a third, so I actually put a work in my personal, which I shouldn't do, but it's do my social media for both Strides CIL and Stridespin Fitness, which is something that I'm actually delegating, which is wonderful. So personal, those are three examples of personal, but it can be anything. So just three personal things to do that day. And hey, if you can only think of one or two, keep it at one or two. You don't have to do three just because you wrote three down. And then for business, three top priorities for business. And these don't have to be hard. These don't have to be long. And they don't have to be completed this day. Sometimes it might just be being chipped away at it. So for one, for my business, the first thing was I have a lot of paperwork that I have to get through right now. So it was to chip away at some of that paperwork. The second was I had to send interview questions to my podcast for an interview that I have coming up. And the third was to upload Stride at Home videos / create the thumbnails for those videos. So it was those three things that I had to do for the business that day, three things that I had to do for personal that day. Then I wanted to be done at 4 p.m. So I wanted all this stuff to be done by 4 p.m. So that's a done for the day list. Once you cross all that stuff out, you're done. You are done for the day. You have completed it. And you can revisit your master to-do list, which is what I like to have. I like to have a big master to-do list of things that ultimately do need to be done, but maybe just not today, but maybe tomorrow or Wednesday or another day this week, but just not today because I chose my three top priorities today. Write that and you're done for the day. Cross it off. When you are done, you are done. You don't need to open your email. You don't need to open your laptop. You don't need to do anything because you are done. You did everything that you need to do and you can officially move on from it. Now, next to my done for the day list, I like to write out an agenda. So for this day, I did a 5 a.m. to 4 p.m. agenda. Now, this changes every day, but on this particular day, I had to run at about 5:45 in the morning until about 6:45 because I was running for, 6:15 because I was running for 3 miles. So I gave myself 30 minutes to do that. And that was because I had a ton of house tours this day. So I went for a run early in the morning and then I wrote in when I would go to my house tours and then I'd write in sections of work. And I got everything done that day. I also like to just track just because I'm training for the half marathon right now, like what I'm eating. So I just wrote down like what I had for breakfast, lunch, and dinner that day. I had a bagel with peanut butter and shake. For lunch, I had leftover veggie fried rice. And for dinner, I had salmon and kale. And I also tracked my water, but I forgot throughout the day to continue to track it. So I just wrote down one, but I think I had four that day. And then I also just wrote down that I had an amazing run today. It rained. I loved it. I could have ran 5+ miles today. So, I mean, when you have a notebook rather than like a traditional planner, you can customize it to how you want. But I loved this tip and this method, and it has really increased my productivity because it doesn't have this big, long, daunting to-do list that you have to get through. It's a done for the day list. And when you're done it, you're done. You're done for the day. The world keeps turning and you can revisit your master to-do list tomorrow and make another done for the day list based on your master to-do list. Sometimes it's hard to just pick three things. I get it. Sometimes there are five things that feel really, really important to do that day. Pick the three most important, get those done. And if you feel like you have more energy left in the tank, go ahead and start chipping away at the other two, but really focus on the three things at hand and take it one at a time. Allow yourself to have breaks, time batch. That really, really helps to set a timer and say, okay, I'm going to work for 40 minutes completely uninterrupted. I'm not going to check my phone. I'm not going to check my email. I'm only going to stay on this one task. And then as soon as I'm done it, I'll give myself a 10-minute break and then I'll get back on it for another 40 minutes. You will be really, really amazed at how quickly those 40 minutes go by and how easy it is to get into this flow and to get into this power stance flow almost of productivity, creativity, and it will come to you with ease. Another thing that I find really helps with my productivity is if I am taken care of, meaning I'm not hungry. So whether I just had a meal of some sort or a snack, I'm not thirsty, I'm not hungry, and I will have a drink next to me. Recently, I've been drinking a ton of tea, and that just kind of signifies to me like, okay, we're working, I have my cup of tea, and I'm ready to get to work. I'm ready to kind of like get gritty with it and get done what I need to be done and achieve my results. And it just helps to have a little work routine to get into that flow. So whether it's in the morning and you go for a morning run, you take a morning spin class, you like to go to the gym, you do yoga, you take a walk with your dog, whatever it might be, just having this sort of pre-work routine really, really helps. Even if your agenda is going to be different every single day. Like let's say typically you start working at 9 a.m. every single day. But let's say on Tuesday, you have appointments at 9 a.m. and you don't actually get to start your own done for the day list until 2 p.m. that day. At 1:30, start start getting into your routine. If you typically like to have a cup of coffee next to you while you start your done for the day list, go make yourself a cup of coffee. If you typically like to have a bagel with peanut butter, go have a bagel with peanut butter. Have this sort of routine, have this flow that signifies to your brain, okay, like I'm getting ready to start my work, my creative process, and I'm just going to sit down, get this work done, and be done for the day. It's kind of just like a routine to send a signal to your brain that's allowing you to be present in this moment of your work and get into a workflow. So for me personally, I like to make sure that I have a cup of tea, that I have water next to me, and that I'm not hungry. And I typically like to be showered and I like to be in comfortable clothes. That's just me. That's just what I do. But that just kind of signifies like, okay, I took care of myself and now I'm ready to sit down and get the work done. Another tip for productivity, and honestly, this is the most important one, is to enjoy what you're doing. And even if you are not physically enjoying your job or not enjoying all that you are doing, whatever you're doing, I want you to make it the absolute best of your ability that it possibly could be. So I'm really lucky that I love my job. I love what I do. And I have a lot of passion for it. So when I sit down to work, I love what I do. And I'm really passionate about the task that I'm working on. And I want it to be the absolute best that it possibly can be. Now, if you're working and you hate your job, you hate what you're doing, I want you to put that to the side. And I want you to put 100% of yourself into your task and make it the best that it possibly can be. I promise within 2 minutes, you'll forget that you resent it and you'll just be so in this state of flow and passion that you'll just want to make whatever assignment you're working on the absolute best that it possibly can be. It makes the process a lot more enjoyable and it makes it always turn out better. You're never going to be unsatisfied with your results if you're loving what you're doing. So regardless of if you actually hate your job and you hate what you have to do right now, or if you actually love your job and you love what you have to do right now, loving what you do is so important, and putting 100% of yourself into what you're doing is so, so important. It will completely boost your productivity and will make you want to complete your task to completion and to the best of your ability. It's really key. The last tip that I'm going to leave you guys with is that when you guys are completing your done for the day list, I want you to truly walk away from it and clock out. Physically, mentally, whatever it is, clock out. Now with COVID, working at home, all these new boundaries don't exist, okay? We suddenly work where we sleep, we work where we eat, we work where we relax. It is more crucial than ever to have this boundary with your work and say, when I'm done, I am done. And if someone else reaches out to me and they need something from me, if it's crucial and vital, yes, I will go do it. However, if it's something that can wait until tomorrow, it will wait until tomorrow. The world will keep turning. I promise it won't burn down. But once you are done for the day, allow yourself to physically walk away, to truly be done. Because once you create and instill this boundary in your life, you're actually going to be more excited to work tomorrow. You're going to be more passionate about the work that you're doing. You're going to be more productive once you've given yourself time off. I feel like everyone is just running on the brink of burnout all the time because it's what has been glamorized. Those who work hard have those come to them, right? The people that work 80 hours a week have to be successful, right? Well, not always. We hope so. That's always the goal. Work hard and you'll see the fruits of your labor. But that's not always the case. You don't always need to be on 24/7. You don't need to have an 80-hour work week to get results and to get success. You don't need that. So really allow yourself to back away from your work and remember that you are more than your work, that you are more than your school, you are more than your tasks at hand, you are more than your productivity, and life is about living and not about being on the brink of burnout all the time. It's not always about hustle culture. So allowing yourself that time to truly disconnect, to move on, and to be done for the day is so, so, so key, because it will allow you to be more productive tomorrow, to accomplish what you need to in a shorter amount of time at a more efficient rate, and get the same results. That's what it's all about, baby. Guys, I know this episode was a little bit shorter, but I hope it brought some value to your life. I really recommend to check out those four books, and they are super impactful for my life, and I hope that they will be for yours as well. I would love to see your done for the day's list. And if you guys want to post it on your story and tag me, I'd love to see it and I'd love to repost it. Guys, I hope you have the best Monday ever. Go DM Kylie and say congratulations. We love her. And I really hope that you guys have the absolute best week ever. And I can't wait to talk to you guys next week. I have a really fun episode planned that I'm super excited about. And I can't wait to talk to you guys. All right, guys, have a wonderful, wonderful week. I'll talk to you guys soon. Bye, guys.